I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Monday, March 11th. A Quincy man pleading guilty in federal court in Boston to a $1 million bank fraud scheme in which he deposited hundreds of counterfeit checks. 41-year-old Hui Zhang pleading guilty on March 1st to one count of bank fraud. Zhang was arrested and charged last September. From about June of 2020 through at least May of 2022, Zhang opened bank accounts under false identities into which he electronically deposited about 114 counterfeit checks totaling more than $1 million. Those counterfeit checks were drawn on the account of a Boston-based retailer. Zhang then withdrew hundreds of thousands of dollars in cash from the accounts through ATMs. A U.S. District Court judge scheduled sentencing for May 28th. The charge of bank fraud carries a sentence of up to 30 years in prison, 5 years of supervised release, and a fine of up to $1 million. The Quincy City Council may ask the state legislature to approve a law that would provide a pension to retired Quincy firefighter Kevin Bythrow. Bythrow retired last July due to Parkinson's disease, which has been linked to toxic exposures experienced by firefighters. The order states that Bythrow responded to the Home Depot fires in May of 1995 and a fire and an explosion at the MWRA water treatment plant in 2016, where he was exposed to toxic chemicals. The mayor is asking the city council to approve a home rule petition that would allow Bythrow to receive an annual pension that would also provide an accidental death benefit to his spouse. The order would also allow the city to pay for any medical costs not covered by his private insurance. Upon city council approval, the rule would require state approval. City council will take up the proposal at their meeting tonight. A Plymouth man was arrested Saturday for allegedly firing multiple gunshots that struck several homes overnight following an altercation outside of a bar. Plymouth police called it an extremely reckless and dangerous attack, saying they're thankful no one was hurt. 25-year-old Joshua Fitzgerald facing multiple counts of assault to murder and other charges. Police responded about 2 a.m. to North Spooner Street on a report of gunshots and learned from witnesses that multiple residential homes had been hit by gunfire. A bullet entered one home through some wooden siding of a window and lodged into a family room ceiling. Multiple bullets struck another home. One went through a window. Police said, thankfully, none of the occupants in the homes were injured. According to police, there was some type of arguments and then a physical altercation that occurred outside of a downtown bar between Fitzgerald and the occupants of one of those homes. After the altercation, Fitzgerald allegedly drove to North Spooner Street and began shooting at the home where the other person lived. A second home was struck, whose residents had nothing to do with the original fight. Fitzgerald's was found on his front porch. A short time later, ran inside as police approached, but he was eventually taken into custody without incidents. A 12-year-old has been arrested in connection to a threat about a mass shooting at a middle school in Norwood. Norwood police say detectives arrested the middle school student following a nonspecific threat that was made toward the Coakley Middle School. An investigation began on Friday morning when police received a screenshot of a group text that warned of a shooting that was going to take place at the school. The screenshot that was shared with police had the beginning of the message cropped, and detectives later learned the cropped portion was warning of an event to occur today. One of the numbers in the group text was unknown, while the others were students who were questioned by police to see if they could help identify the other number. According to police, the text contained some details which led detectives to believe the person who sent it had knowledge of the middle school, while other parts of the message contained passing references to an army and alluded to the motive having to do with an event 17 years ago that was not otherwise explained. The message also warned the phone number being used could not be traced. Officers eventually tracked down the students who reportedly admitted to sending the text message. Extra police will be on hand at both the Coakley Middle School and Norwood High School today. A 55-year-old man allegedly stole something from a Target store in Hanover last month, and when confronted by an employee, threatened to stab him. Hanover police announced on Saturday they had responded to the Target on Washington Street on February 23rd on a report of a larceny. It was reported that a store employee had confronted a man who had passed all points of sale with an item that had not been paid for. When the man was confronted, he allegedly threatened the employee, telling him that he was going to stab him if he didn't get out of his way, motioning to his jacket as if he had a weapon. The store employee, feeling threatened, ceased his interaction, allowing the man to leave the store with the stolen item. Surveillance video from the store was given to police, and Hanover detectives following up on the case were able to positively identify the suspect with help from the Marshfield and Plymouth police. Police said Saturday that the appropriate charges are being sought. They have still not identified that suspect. Massachusetts' highest court taking up a tricky legal case that could impact any pet owner. The Supreme Court's considering whether or not failing to put down a dying pet should be a crime. The case centers around a woman from Weymouth and her 14-year-old dog, Tipper. Marianne Russo said she took her dog to an animal hospital twice back in 2020 after discovering he had a large tumor. But instead of following a veterinarian's recommendation to euthanize the dog, she took him home. Russo said the dog was recovering at home, but the veterinarian filed a complaint with the Animal Rescue League when officers then came back to check on the dog at home. They said he was barely breathing. They ultimately obtained a warrant to euthanize the dog. Prosecutors said Tipper was in pain beyond control, arguing that Russo knowingly allowed it to continue. They also said Russo did not take proper steps to alleviate the pain. After the criminal complaint was thrown out by a lower court and an appeals court, it's now up to the Massachusetts Supreme Court to decide if the case will go to trial. The justices have to decide if Russo willfully subjected her dog to unnecessary suffering by not putting him down. The court has taken the case under advisement. It's unclear when it will issue a ruling. If it decides the case can go to trial, Massachusetts would become the first state in the nation where failing to euthanize a terminally ill pet constitutes animal cruelty. Russo could face jail time if that happens. She is hopeful the court will see she's an animal lover, not an abuser. Quincy Public Schools are hosting course selection information nights this week for incoming students and their families to assist with the online course selection process for the 2024-2025 school year. The selection nights are being held tonight at Quincy High School at 6:30 and then Wednesday night at 6:30 at North Quincy High School. For questions, you can contact the Quincy High School Student Support Services at 617-376-3351 or North Quincy High Student Support Services at 617-984-8747. If you do not speak English, when a person answers the phone, just say "no English" and fill in your language so that person knows that you need an interpreter. Check of business news this morning, and stocks retreated on Friday. The Dow was down 68 points, the NASDAQ fell 188, and the S&P lost 33. Asian stocks are lower today, the dollar fell, the euro's down, and oil at $77 a barrel. In sports, the Celtics are in Portland at 10:30, and the Bruins will host St. Louis at 7. Forecast from the National Weather Service, a gusty day today with maybe some snow showers flying around, otherwise partly sunny, and a high of 44. There is a wind advisory in effect. For tonight, clearing, chilly, low of 34. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and high of 53 degrees. Wednesday, partial sunshine, high of 58. And Thursday, partly sunny, the high 61. The boat are today waves about 2 feet. The wind out of the west at 20 to 25 knots, turning northwest 25 to 35 with gusts to 45 knots at times today, and a high tide at 12:53 p.m. Sunrise 7:01, sets at 6:46. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Monday, March 11th.